he were interested in me as a student and I were to go there and there's coursework involved or there's like a period of time where I need to be there, I mean, that is doable.
Yeah, well, I mean, so I guess really the question is, what's the absolute minimal amount of time that you would have to spend there?
Right, yeah.
I have no idea what to answer that question.
Yeah.
I mean, you're coming with a master's, and your master's is in, what?
I think they call it wildlife biology and conservation over here.
Mm-hmm. But that's, like, obviously very similar relevant to, I think at ESF you kind of have to choose whether you're going to be wildlife ecology management or conservation biology. Those are the two PhDs.
Yeah.
Just must have basis. But, you know, I'd have to look at, actually, maybe I'll just forward send you the graduate student handbook.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I think it lays things out pretty clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, graduate students know how to read that document.
Yeah.
So you can maybe get a sense for what's going on. And, you know, there are people, I mean, I know just for sure that there are people with them. Yeah, I mean, you know, once people are just doing research, they really don't have to be there. I don't personally care that much.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, it does kind of depend on your background, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that sounds interesting. I like that. So you guys are putting acoustic collars on animals.
Yeah. So we tried putting out a few this past summer, just with, I don't know if you've seen audio mods, they're like these really small recorders, basically put them in a weatherproof box and attach them to a collar and waited for them to drop off. And we got some data that way, but it was kind of just seeing if we could get anything at all, and there's some, like, we need to do a little bit of engineering to make sure there's not any sound interference with the audio recorder and things like that.
Can you get, like, calf survival or, like, something about, like, maternal investment, things like that?
From the collar itself?
Yeah, where and when do you capture and collar the animals?
I think they do, at least last year, they did all of their capturing, like, mid-June. So calves would have already dropped, yeah. I don't know if you could specifically get something about calf mortality. You could get, you can, like, pick up the clicking of the hooves. So you might get something, some information about, like, how close they are to other individuals. Or I guess it would just be whether or not they are with another individual.
I guess I should, you know, before I, like, start throwing things out there, I should ask you, what do you learn from caribou acoustics?
I think, like, our overarching thing was to look at, like, the impact and the response of industrial noise, and then the response to other, like, acoustic sounds. So I'm interested in how you can also quantify, like, insect harassment, because we have all these, like, weather metrics for insect harassment. I think those Witter papers have some behavioral information too, where she did direct observations, but it's like being built into all these models and you don't really have something that's a little more explicit that says, like, these animals are being actively harassed at this period in time. And so finding something.
Your
what?
In your insects?
Yeah.
The recording?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can tell mosquitoes and world flies.
No, we haven't gotten that specific yet. There is already an app that can distinguish different mosquito species, so I would assume that you'd be able to do that, but, I mean, that's, like, an untested assumption, I guess.
Fascinating.
Yeah, so that, as far as, like, biological noise, the insect harassment piece, I think, is really important, and then maybe seeing if there's any relationship between movement and bird sounds, because birds are migrating in and out of the habitat. They have a better picture of, like, you know, where snow-free areas are showing up. And maybe if